Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are going to a special guest for a follow-up interview. We haven't actually talked to this gentleman in about a year's time. It was almost an entire year ago that we spoke with Kerry Paco Ellison. Now, Mark, who is Kerry Paco Ellison?
Well, he's a bar owner in Charleston, West Virginia, as I understand it. And they passed a little smoking ordinance. They were telling people how they can...
Conowing County.
What they can do in their private property and their private businesses. Apparently, they usurped all private property in the area, and they get to tell businesses how they can run and how they can't. And they told all bars you can't have smoking anymore. And Mr. Ellison said...
Go to hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kerry, should we call you Kerry or Paco? What do you prefer?
Paco works for me. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Paco, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It was great having you back here because I consider you one of my heroes. You were under major attack last year when this ordinance came down regulating. It's just bars, isn't it, there in Conowing County? It's not all restaurants?
Yes, it's everything. That's part of the debate. It's all public places, indoor public places.
Oh, my gosh.
The argument is, I'm not public, I'm private.
Ah, yes. Excellent point.
ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission, requires that to sell liquor by the drink, you have to be a private club. So they're saying, well, you're not really private, so you serve the public. Well, but if they're members and they know what they're walking into, and so that's another of the debatable angles here.
So are you selling memberships at the Blackhawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia? Paco?
No, just it's not, it's kind of an unwritten thing.
I see.
They used to make everybody sign in when you came into a club. You're still required, everybody that's in here is assumed to be your member.
If you wanted to be kind of
the signing of it anymore.
If you wanted to be kind of clever about it, which it doesn't sound like you want to do, you could make everyone pay $5 to be a member, and then they get a free drink or something.
Yeah, you could
when they join.
And that would work if they would concede that private clubs are not subject to their hierarchy, their imperial righteousness.
Yeah. But they're saying that we don't care if you're private or public; we own you.
Pretty much, yes.
And indeed, that's what the news was this week. So one of your patrons, or at least certainly somebody there in the West Virginia area, called us last night to clue us in on this. I hadn't spotted the news yet myself, so thank goodness we have our great listeners out there keeping us in the loop on important things like this. Because I do like to highlight people from around the world and around the country that are actually standing up to the man, that are willing to take some risk and to actually say, no, I'm not going to obey your arbitrary dictate. I'm not going to go along with your demands. This is my property. I get to control it. I get to set the rules. And I say, if people want to smoke here, I'm not going to stop them. I'm not going to be your enforcer. I mean, is that sort of essentially what you were basically saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's what I've been shouting to the rooftops. They said, it's against the... I don't smoke at all. I never have. Mm-hmm. I detest them. But that's not the point. They come in... And somebody's in here smoking. Well, they write me a ticket. They don't even get the offender's name.
Mm-hmm.
I remind you that this is, cigarettes are legal substance. They're not illegal. There's nothing illegal about them other than you smoking them in my establishment. If you smoke in my establishment, you have not violated the law, but I have.
Yeah,
and that's what bothers me about it, is that they are... in a sense, deputizing you and saying you must enforce their law.
Yep.
And it's your responsibility to enforce a law that they've concocted.
It's outrageous.
That's exactly what happened. When the last time they were in here, which was my second annual Smokers Night celebration, they came in five times that night. Actually, it was only one visit because they never left the property. They'd go out in the parking lot and come back in and write me up again. So it was, but I had people in here and they said, they're smoking. I said, you people need to quit smoking. They said,
no.
They continued to smoke. And they said, well, you need to make them quit. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, make him quit. He said, tell him to get out. I said, you have to leave, quit or leave. They continued to sit there and smoke. I said, what can I do? He said, put him out. I said, oh, no. What if he runs a knife through my chest? That's not my job.
Yeah, it's not your job.
You want him out? You put him out. You're the health department. So
what'd they do?
What am I supposed to do? Call 911? So I did, and that was fun.
You called 911?
What happened?
I called 911, and he said, 911, what is your emergency? And I said, there are people smoking in my bar, and they won't leave. So they sent a deputy up here who was assigned. His assignment for the evening was to go with the health department out on their mission, which was to come here, but they got here before he came on duty, so he came up, and he was real cool, and I apologized to him for dragging him into the middle of such a political issue, and he said he understood, and he was real cool, but he stayed with him the rest of the evening, and he tagged on with them. So
what happened to the guys that were smoking? What happened to the guys smoking the cigarettes, Paco?
He continued to smoke, and they didn't even ask him. It was a couple. Didn't even ask him their name. So they weren't in a violation of anything.
Right. It's you. You're the one who's responsible for.
I was in violation.
It's so ludicrous.
I, a non-smoker, was in violation of allowing them to smoke, or not stopping them from smoking.
And this has been going, you've been allowing people to smoke in your establishment ever since they passed this ban last year.
Allegedly. That's one of my favorite words.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Yeah, I have, but I don't want to admit it.
So, well, you are on the air in Charleston right now. I just want to remind you. It's been an entire year. Finally, the judge has come back with a decision. What happened?
Well, I went to magistrate court and was convicted on two counts. I appealed those to circuit court. And at each stage, I requested in magistrate court a jury trial. I was denied that, said no, I did not have a right to a jury trial because it was not a jailable offense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What happens if you don't pay the fine?
Well, we haven't got that far. I don't know if they plan on it to continue to be monetary or if they do incarcerate you if you don't pay the fine.
Well, let me tell you,
Paco.
Let me tell you, up here in New Hampshire, just let me interrupt for one moment. Here in New Hampshire, if they hit somebody with a violation, which is a non-arrestable offense, they just write out a ticket. If you decide to not pay whatever the amount is that they're demanding, whatever arbitrary number they slap on you, then they divide that up by $50 a day, and they put you in a jail cell. And they basically knock $50 a day off whatever the fine is, as long as you just sit and rot in their jail. And we've had activists up here in New Hampshire, because we've got this wonderful movement called the Free State Project, bringing thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people here to New Hampshire to get active. But we've had activists just basically tell these judges, look, I'm not paying your fine. So instead of me enriching you and pouring my money into your system, you're going to have to pour some of your money into putting me in jail. And so far, I think they've jailed activists this year for at least 70-something days at the cost of $80 a day to them. And they're starting to, you know, I think they're starting to think twice about that particular approach.
Looks like I'm going to be one of those before long.
Going to jail, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody will. It's just, so go ahead, Kerry, with you, or Paco.
Nice to know that I'm in good company.
Yes, exactly. That's why I want to point you out, because you're so unique. I wish more business owners had the courage that you do, the courage to stand up to these government bureaucrats who you did not elect to control your life. These people trying to tell you what to do and how to run your business. If more business owners would do what you did and say, what are you talking about? I'm not going to do that to my customers. This is my business. Who do you people think you are? And then make that stand and refuse to budge from it. These bureaucrats wouldn't have any power anymore. You have a little bit more time for us, Paco? I want to bring you back here. I got to bring you back here in just a moment, so hang on. We're going to bring Kerry Paco Ellison back. He's the founder, the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon. More with him in a moment. If you've got a question for him, maybe you're in Charleston or anywhere, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, though. Calls for our guest, Kerry Paco Ellison, the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon in Conaway County, West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, where we are on the air right now on WVTS. He is with us. So if you've got a question for him, you should dial in at 800-259-9231. Everybody else, you have to hang on until we wrap the interview up. And this is a follow-up interview. We've had Kerry on the show before. He goes by Paco. And he's, again, the owner of the Blackhawk Saloon. He is one of the few, one of the proud, one of the very, very select group of business owners who's actually willing to say no to whatever arbitrary and capricious government bureaucrats diktats they try to lay down on his business. In this case, it was an indoor smoking ban. So from any business in Kanawha County, smoking has been banned. And you decided, Paco, to say, the hell with that. I'm not going to be your unpaid enforcer. And even if you wanted to pay me, I don't think you'd probably take that job. You don't want to enforce against your customers on your private property a rule that you don't necessarily agree with. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, why should I tell them to leave? They come in to buy a beer or a drink, and I say, you have to leave if you can't smoke here. Well, now that affects me. That's what pays my bills.
Absolutely right. And bar patrons know that they're going to a bar that has smoking. You know as soon as you open the door. So the whole excuse that they have of, oh, there's children and people are going to get sick. Well, they're choosing to be in a smoke-filled environment. We still have the freedom to make some choices in this world. And people can choose to go to a smoke-free restaurant if they want to. They do exist. I mean, they existed prior to the creation of these laws. They could make those choices.
You know what I hear from some liberal friends of mine is the people who work at the bar are forced to be in that smoke-filled environment.
No, they chose that.
That's, again, it's coming from the point of view that they're entitled to that.
Right, because that's the argument. They say the UPS man, the health inspector, the ABC inspector, the beer delivery guy, everybody that is forced to come in here, they have to come in. And my argument is, if they go into the mines, the mine inspector has to be subject to that environment.
Yeah.
So I don't see the difference. If you have a job, there are certain risks involved in everything.
Absolutely right.
Right, and it's not like you asked the liquor inspector to come to your come to inspect your business. They came in there with the force of law behind them to make sure you're selling your beer proper, like.
Yeah, tell them, say, hey, you don't have to come in. It's okay. If you don't want to come and inspect, then that's okay. I'll be fine.
speaking of that, of asking them to come for an inspection, but now the health department has tried a new wrinkle. Now every time they come and inspect me, they invoice me $25 per visit. So right now I owe them $200 just for invoicing me for them coming to inspect me because I'm an habitual offender.
Unbelievable. So now the judge, in this case, the judge did decide that you were guilty, so-called. And so what happened at that point? I mean, what's the next step here? You said it was a circuit court judge that did that?
No, that was the health department took it on himself to do that.
The only thing
that the circuit court judge did was upheld the lower court's decision that I broke the smoking ban law. And again, nobody's explained to me the difference between an ordinance and a law. When I went to school, they were told us what a bill for a law to become a law, it had to first be a bill, it had to go and it had to pass certain hoops and things, and the legislator got a vote. This bypassed all that.
Yep.
The legislature gave the power, supposedly, to the health department, which formed a board, the county commission and the city council formed a board, and the board adopted this this ruling
right.
And passed it.
The reason why it's so confusing, Paco, is because it's intended to be. It's intended to be like a legal land, this whole other world where they can change the rules at any time. They can redefine words to mean things that they don't actually mean in real English. They've got their own language. It's called legalese. And it's something that is only for the elite, like the lawyerly types to know about and to understand. And they're not really so interested in teaching you about how their little system works. But really, the entire thing is illegitimate in the first place. You used the term, you suggested that they gave them the power to do this. And, of course, that suggests that they got that power from somewhere in the first place. And, of course, somebody who supports this system would say, well, you gave us the power by voting for us. But I don't know about you, Paco, but with the few times when I've decided to cast a vote, it's usually been for the lesser of two evils. It wasn't because I've intended to give anybody control over my life. It's because I was trying to negate the amount of damage that was being done to my life. Did you decide to let these people rule over your life? I don't think so.
I did not.
Exactly. So where'd they get their power from? Fact is, their power exists simply because they have men with guns who are willing to show up and possibly put you in handcuffs and put you in a cage if you know, they decide they don't like what you're doing. That's where the power comes from, and all the rest of it is just window dressing to distract people from that. All the whole process of passing laws and writing stuff down on pieces of paper and treating them like they're so important is just a show. It's just something to distract people from the violence that is inherent in this system. And now they've turned their guns against you, Paco, and they're willing to hurt you because you've decided that you want to respect your customers' choices on your own property. It's just all so absolutely outrageous, and it's why I wish more business owners, and I know there are some listening to this show tonight, it's why I wish more business owners would start doing what you're doing, because if it wasn't just you, if it was every bar or every restaurant or 20% or 10%, if it's more than just you, then you've got a movement. You've got something that if people just basically tell the health board to go shove it, they're not going to pay their fines and they're going to keep their doors open and they're going to keep letting their customers do what they want, then what would they be able to do?
Well, I do question their authority to do this because I think they even question themselves. They told me a year ago when they enacted this, a little over a year ago now, they told everybody, if you don't abide by this, we will take your health permit, which is required in order to have your ABC license. So, and effectively shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have blatantly ignored them for, 14 months now, and they haven't taken anything from me. I don't think they have the authority. And
they're bluffing.
I don't know if it's, my theory is that they want to make an example out of me, but not a martyr. I don't know really what their thinking is, and they may hear this tomorrow. And they get really PO'd when they every time they hear something from me, and they pretty much grab at straws when the like their last thing when they came up and did the five inspections one night.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote. One of the things they wrote me up when they came in once, nobody was smoking. They wrote me up, I have this on paper, a barmaid handed someone a beer without having a hairnet on.
The barmaid wearing a hairnet?
I have it written down.
You are totally being targeted.
They
are absolutely targeting you. I want to bring you back here for a little bit more. More with Kerry Paco Ellison, the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia. If you want to get on the line with him, dial on in at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even here in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. About another 25 minutes left here. We're going to talk to Kerry Paco Ellison. He is the owner and the proprietor of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia. We are on the air, our third hour of the weekday program in Charleston, so it's a perfect time to have him on the show to talk about how he's been standing up to the arbitrary diktats of the people calling themselves the health department. We're going to continue with that here in a moment.
Also, a new sponsor of the show is BigHeadPress.com. You can go over there and read the serial comic strip that I've been reading for quite some time now. It's called Escape from Terra. It's at BigHeadPress.com. And also online is from the renowned libertarian author L. Neil Smith. It's his newest space pirate saga, Phoebus Crumb. The serialization for this graphic novel is just getting started, so now's the chance to get in on the ground floor. So that's BigHeadPress.com.
Get in on the ground floor. Is that the right for... What's the first deck in a ship? Wouldn't that be more appropriate for a pirate story? Whatever that is.
The poop deck?
Is that the poop deck?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
The bilge. It's like the very bottom of the ship is called... That's where everything drains down to the bottom of the ship is the bilge. It's not really a deck.
Can you go down there? You can't go down there, though.
Steerage?
I'm trying... You know what? I should... I wish I could remember. I used to know terms for the
Let's get back to something important, like talking to Kerry Paco Ellison, the owner of the Black Hawk Saloon. He's been with us here throughout the entire hour, and thanks for spending so much time with us, Kerry. It's great to follow up with you here in this case. Unfortunately, sad to hear that they're continuing to harass you and threaten you and essentially destroy your livelihood as much as they possibly can here, as you have been allowing your customers in your bar to continue smoking even after the bureaucrats at the health department have dictated to everybody that owns a business in Charleston that's no longer allowed, and business owners have to enforce the rules on their customers. You basically said, I'm not going to be your enforcer, and smokers are still welcome here. And so you're back with us. The judge found that you were guilty. I don't know what that means. Are you still going to appeal this? What's the next step for you, Paco?
The next step is, and I've already done it, I've requested a new trial with the circuit at the circuit court level, which I'll probably be denied that. But and my basis for that new trial are based on the fact that I have continually asked for a jury trial, and they've denied me that. And I think I'm entitled to one. I don't feel there's any way to for a politician to fairly and justly rule on such a political hot potato. The same people that judge has dinner with and golfs with and yep. fishes with and vacations with, his family knows each other, the same politicians are the ones that are pushing this thing down my throat, and I don't think he can fairly rule on it.
Absolutely.
It's bad enough that he has to preside over the case for a jury.
Yep, absolutely. It's a good old boys network, and that's how it is everywhere. The whole idea that these judges in any way can be impartial is ludicrous. And, of course, their own rules, which we all know they don't care about and they don't follow, yet they demand that we follow their own rules. And that pesky old Constitution says that you've got a right to a jury trial if there's a matter at issue of over $20. And it sounds like you've got a matter of over $20 because they've come in there and they've fined you for all kinds of nonsense. You were telling us a moment ago that they fined you recently when they came in five times in one night to inspect you. That's targeting. They fined you because the barmaid didn't have a hairnet on when she was serving drinks. How many bars has anybody listening ever gone into where the person serving the drinks is wearing a hairnet?
Not one. Ever.
It was a beer, not a drink. It was a beer.
A beer.
A bottle of beer. She opened the beer in the opener, handed the beer. They wrote it up because she didn't have it. And another thing, and I don't want to get off base, but because this probably opens up a whole new can of worms, but another thing that they just dug up yesterday, I found out about, the health department has filed a complaint with the attorney general's office because I have a 16-foot tall by 8-foot wide inflatable pack of Winstons up on the end of my building.
I love you, Paco. You are amazing.
And they're saying that under the agreement between states and 46 states, and West Virginia being one of them, and the tobacco company, they're no longer allowed to advertise cigarettes. And my point is, I'm not advertising. Actually, I have the Winston part covered up.
There you go.
I can't read the Winston. It's just a big pack of cigarettes, and I call it memorabilia. I call it...
It's decoration.
It came from Charlotte Motor Speedway when Winston sponsored the Winston Cup. When Nextel took over, they threw it in a dumpster down there.
Some guy
fished it out. Gave it to another guy who gave it to one of my customers, and he said, I know the perfect place for it. He brought it to me. I put it up. Now it's stirring up things. The health board president was quoted yesterday as saying, children can see it from the interstate. I mean, come on. Now, she's the same person. I'm not naming names here, but she's the same person that in the beginning she was quoted as saying, Mr. Ellison is doing nothing but displaying civil disobedience. And I think she meant that as an insult, but isn't that what the Tea Party was and Martin Luther King did and all this?
You're damn right.
Park. And I made a comment yesterday about Rosa Parks. She was once considered, she's a hero now.
Right.
Rosa Parks is historically a hero. But once upon a time, she was not considered that.
Absolutely.
She was considered an uppity Negro.
We get that up here all the time. As I was mentioning, we've got this movement called the Free State Project, moving liberty-minded people here, and civil disobedience has been happening in a way that has never happened in my lifetime. It's been amazing up here, all kinds of different things, everything from marijuana to toplessness. I mean, it's been all over the map. But we've gotten that. I was on a radio show here locally with a host who pulled that one out recently, said, well, because I mentioned Rosa Parks. It's like, well, you're not Rosa Parks. Well, yeah, we don't have the ability to look back on history. We don't have the perspective today on the events that are happening now as we have with Rosa Parks. So, sure, it's not an entirely accurate comparison from the historical perspective. Is the young lady who went topless in downtown Keene going to have the same sort of historical impact as Rosa Parks? I don't know. We don't have the history to make those decisions. But did she do something similar in that she participated in civil disobedience? And in your case, Paco, did you do something similar in that you disobeyed? Absolutely. It's the exact same thing.
Which business owner is going to stand up and make a stand against these arbitrary sort of rules that they're coming up with. This isn't a law. This is some rule that some bureaucrat came up with.
Just ruled by men.
Who's to say Paco isn't Rosa Parks?
I think that where that comes from.
The difference between me and Rosa Parks is she had backing. She had the NAACP. She had Martin Luther. She had support. I have nobody. Even the other bar owners, we've had meetings before as a group, and I am for it. I said, do the same thing I'm doing. Just thumb your nose at it. If we all do it, they're going to have to do something. They won't do it.
They're scared, aren't they?
If they allow smoking, they do it after hours or they're real sneaky about it. They don't put out ashtrays, which if you have ashtrays in your bar, that's considered paraphernalia. You're encouraging smoking. So it's a mess.
It absolutely is. And that's just it. These people rule by fear, and their fear is so effective that that's what you're dealing with when you're talking to those other bar owners. They're just scared of what might happen. They're scared of being targeted. They're seeing what's happening to you, where they're just targeting you, and they're giving you all kinds of fines. And I hope that you continue on in this. I know it's not easy, but to say you don't have backing, you at least have your customers, right? I mean, they're still coming in. They're still supporting you.
My customers support me because, hell, I'm fighting for them. So,
Absolutely. In effect,
I mean, I'm fighting for me, too, because the bottom line is I want them to spend their money with me.
Yep.
And they want to go someplace where they can relax.
Absolutely.
Where they don't have to.
Paco, do you have time to take a phone call from somebody?
Sure.
I'm going to bring you back here. More with Kerry Paco Ellison, and we got somebody on the line who is also in West Virginia. Hopefully Jerry will hang on. We'll bring them together here in a moment. And if you're in Charleston, West Virginia, head on out to the Blackhawk Saloon. Give this man your business. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here at 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams, the Shrine of Female Listeners archives, and more. If you like the show, you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, you can do that by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October the 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. It's knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
We're talking to a noteworthy businessman. He is Kerry Paco Ellison, the proprietor of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia. He's heroic in my book. He's one of my heroes for standing up against the arbitrary diktats of the bureaucrats who decided to ban smoking in all businesses in Kanawha County. And he said, the hell with that. This is my property. This is my business. These are my customers. They want to come here. They want to smoke. I'm not going to stop them. And so they've targeted you for that. And you're back with us here, Paco. I appreciate you spending this this entire hour with us here tonight. We've got some people that want to talk to you, so we're going to go to those calls. Just want to make sure you're still there, right?
I'm here.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to Jerry, listening to WVTS on 950 AM in West Virginia. Jerry, you're on with Paco.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Real well.
Jerry, great. Go ahead.
Hey, Paco, how are you? I have a couple of sidebars to this conversation.
Sidebars, all right.
Paco would not tell you this, but I will. The health department sent a morbidly obese woman to enforce the laws, the health laws, at his bar.
Makes sense.
I took a picture of her trying to climb up into her vehicle. And if you'd like the picture, I'll send it to you. You can't see her face. You can just see her wide behind, okay? She was also driving an out-of-state truck. I don't know what that was about. But I thought, how ironic is it to have a morbidly obese health official telling Paco's people that they can't smoke?
Now, absolutely.
Now, here's the other something else that hasn't been brought up. We have a little town right on the edge of our county line. The town is called Nitro, West Virginia. Within the confines of this town is one of the two largest dog track slash casinos in the state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
When the Kanawha County Health Department decided that you could not smoke anywhere, including the dog track at first said, well, that's okay. What do we care? But then they lost millions and millions of dollars because the smokers quit going there.
Uh-huh.
So now there's a big fight in Nitro. Now, here's the interesting thing about Nitro. Two-thirds of the city is inside of Kanawha County, while one-third of the city is in the next county called Putnam County.
Huh.
Putnam
that?
County allows you to smoke. So now the city leaders of Nitro are threatening to move the entire town to Putnam County so that the dog track would then be allowed to have smoking patrons.
Huh.
But money talks.
Hey, Paco, maybe you could move your bar to the other county, just secede from Kanawha County and move to Putnam.
I'm really going to. I'm having the sign maker make it today. Tomorrow it's going to say, leaving Kanawha County, entering Paco County. I'm going to put it on the same post in front of the bar.
Wait, entering Paco County? That's even better. You can have your own county right there at the Black Hawk Saloon. I love that.
You should secede. I'm with you, Paco. He's going to secede from the county. I love it.
I am in total in favor of secession. Jerry, thanks for the call tonight.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you. We're going to go to Regina. And, Regina, are you also there in Charleston?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're listening to WVTS. You're on with Paco from the Black Hawk Saloon.
Hi. I just wanted to put in my 2 cents. I work at the Black Hawk. We have a lot of customers that come in, and they're right behind us. They're going to back us. They're right here. We had a big, what we call the smoker's night. Our bar was packed.
I bet
everybody
it was.
Everybody keeps trying to give us, you know, trying to give suggestions on what should be done, what should be done. I have the perfect solution.
What's that?
Put it to a vote.
But
let the people vote for it.
A vote of who?
A vote on whether to have to allow smoking in bars.
I think that's a great idea, and I think the only people who should be allowed to vote are the people who own the bar.
Yeah, I think
it's Paco's bar.
So, Paco who else owns the bar besides you, Paco? Does anyone else own
Nobody.
It?
Nobody. I'm a
okay. So there's one vote.
Sole proprietor, I agree with you. And
it'll be really easy to count the votes because Paco will vote,
right,
and then you know.
If you put it to a vote, that's for everybody. But you know where you're going. You're free, white, and over 21. You have the right to go in. Where you choose to, you know what's going on there. There is nobody, I promise you, there is nobody in this county that doesn't know that smoking goes on in here.
That's actually a good point. There's also the voting.
I've not hit it. I'm very upfront. I'm honest to a fault because I could have sneaked around and I could have beer cans sitting around with that I use for ashtrays,
sure.
But I don't do that. I could put a buzzer on the door. Not let the health people in until I clear everybody out. I don't do that. I am what me and Popeye, we am what we am, and it's all that we am.
Thank you, Regina. I want to thank you for the call tonight. Go ahead, Dale.
There's the voting with your dollar. But I understand Regina's point is that there really wasn't ever a vote for this because of the way they went about it.
That's
so
still
the normal
not,
process.
It's still not the best idea because there's this propaganda out there that says smoking is bad, and so therefore if something's bad, it should be voted. You should vote against it. In Florida, when they did this, it was 70% to 30%.
Right.
And the
came out and voted might never have gone to a bar like Paco's in Florida.
Right.
But they decided to go out and vote against people's, those proprietors. Right to have smoking in their bar.
The only votes that matters are the voting with your dollars, as Dale said, where your customers vote every single night when they decide to choose the Black Hawk Saloon over their competitors for whatever the reasons are they want to go to the Black Hawk. That's their vote right there. We don't need any political process determining by some majority rules. Because majority rules is really just, you know, two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. It's just the majority taking control of other people's rights and freedoms, and for me, that's not acceptable.
It's gang violence.
Yes, that's exactly right. Paco, well, I got another call here for you. Mark is in West Virginia listening to WVTS there in Charleston. Mark, you're on with Paco from the Black Hawk Saloon.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight? You're on with Paco.
Well, here's what's on my mind right now. This is the way I see things. I thought that in this country, this is the land of the free.
You have the right to choose. Okay?
You thought
you
wrong.
Right.
That's what I was told, too.
Anything you wish to do. Am I correct?
Well, as long as you don't hurt anyone, that was the idea I've been told.
You should be correct.
Yes, that's right. That's right. As long as I don't do nothing wrong. But what am I doing wrong? Because I want to go to the Blackhawks alone and smoke a cigarette and drink a beer. What am I doing wrong there?
Nothing.
Paco, what's he doing wrong?
To me, it looks like this. This is no longer the United States of America. This is the United Communist States of America.
And it's been that way.
Everybody's telling me what I can and can't do.
Yep.
And that is not right.
I'd say you just about nailed that one. Paco, your thoughts on that?
Like I've said before, I'm not a smoker. But if it ought to be up to the individual to decide where he wants to go. It's a freedom. If they take away your freedom to smoke today, what are they going to take from me tomorrow?
That's a great question.
Or from somebody else. I mean, I'm a dog lover. Let's say they say, well, you can't own a dog anymore, or just
pit bulls.
Anything.
They do that.
Asinine and off the hook. I mean, where does it stop?
It doesn't stop, and that's just it. It's because of people like you, and thanks, Mark, for the call. I appreciate it. It's because of people like you that this might stop. If people were courageous and took some risk like you are doing, then it might stop. But the problem is everybody's just gone along to get along. Everybody's just put their head down. They've said, you can't fight City Hall. Oh, we better just go along to get along and do whatever it is they tell us, because otherwise they might hurt us. Well, it's step by step. They have banned this. They've regulated that. They've taxed this, they've controlled that, and everybody's just let them get away with it. Everybody just said, oh, yeah, we need government, so I'll just do whatever you say.
They say it's about laws, but what they really want is just blind obedience. It's not about laws. They want to be authority figures, and they want to be able to tell everyone what to do, and they want just blind obedience. They don't want anyone to question any of it.
Paco, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Good luck out there, and keep up the great work, will you?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Paco.
You're a true.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. You are a true hero. Sell some drinks, and hopefully we'll get a few people walking through your door here tonight from this interview. Again, that's the Blackhawk Saloon. If you're in Charleston, West Virginia, stop in. Say hi to Paco. Tell him you heard it on WBTS and Free Talk Live. And we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.